Welcome back to another Steam, Steel, and Murder adventure. Tonight we are returning with Deadlands Noir. This is Session 7, Part 1 of 2. Our usual cast reprise their usual roles. We have Nick, we have Chris, we have Richard, Jameis, and Sharon. Hope you enjoy.
So, where were we? Oh, someone has to tell you. Who do you... Oh, you have to introduce people. Oh,
Yeah, we got to do the whole rigmarole. So, we are back with another Deadlands Noir. Dark Heart of the City. We are coming back with session number 7 after a holiday hiatus, I guess we can call it. But joining us tonight, playing the part of Anise Villain, is...
Here's one Jameis playing Anise Villain, cat burglar extraordinaire and memory artiste.
And one Samuel E. Figgs.
I am Chris, and I'm playing Samuel E. Figgs, the do-gooder police officer.
And Miss Franny.
This is Sharon. I'm playing Franny Lewis, lounge singer.
Mr. Jack Vance.
Hello, I'm the man of many names, known as Logos or Nick. I'm going to be playing Jack Vance, the man on a mission. Apparently, the mission is in nowhere, going nowhere, doing nothing.
And last but not least, Kylo.
That's me. I'm Richard, and I am playing the unlucky... person who's unlucky hot-headed bootlegger. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yay! I'm introducing people.
Hi, Richard! It's been some time.
It has. It has been some time since we played December 10th of the last session. So, does anybody remember what happened? A little bit from each of you will earn you your own shiny little chip.
Don't like how you're targeting me this game, Bert. Just leave me alone.
Never mind the death head skulls I've dropped in your portrait. No, it means nothing.
Okay, thanks. Yes, so we were continuing our investigation into one Rose LaGrange. And, we had discovered the house that she would be in. Her house. So we went over that way, and at which point in time we discovered a couple thugs came by and ransacked the place. at which point in time we also discovered that some kids had come on by, and they were being a general nuisance. So we found out where the kids were, and I think if Samuel E. Figgs remembers... Oh no, this was Anise. Anise, this is your event. Do you remember what happened here?
We traced the kids off to some sort of park or forestry or something. And they were in this dense vegetation, which only I could enter because I'm so tiny. And then I went in and got knocked out because I can't roll for crap. And they stole me of all my possessions. And after I eventually woke up, which stuff will happen in between, which other people can relate, I went in and got the various stuff back, but not my particular stuff, although I did keep a few things for myself to replenish some of my stores.
I think Sam Figgs is probably the best person to tell us what happened when, after Dragon started yelling at us. Do you remember, Sam?
Oh, yeah, I dove into the brush pile, or it was more like an overgrown hedge maze. And went and pulled her out. Got torn up a little bit. And then the local constable that was around came because I think somebody fired off a couple of shots.
And where did those shots go? Can you show me on the doll where she shot you?
No, I cannot remember. Oh. I want to blank that out.
Oh, Sharon, do you remember what happened? Well, so no. after the children had managed to knock out Kailu, Sharon...
Kailu?
I'm sorry, not Kailu. I wish it was Kailu. I keep forgetting. Anise. After they knocked out Anise, Franny went up into the tree, you know, trying to scout out and see what was going on, and she saw one of the children running away, so she took a shot. Unfortunately, the bullet went straight through Mr. Figgs. But, fortunately, due to Mr. Figgs's excellent ability to lie and deceit his way through a conversation with his fellow police officers on our behalf, oh my gosh, is that dragon? Oh no!
It might be!
Oh, no. I mean, what have you done?
Never mind the spectral cat. I've just dropped onto the board. It means nothing. It means nothing.
So thanks to Mr. Figgs' ability to deceive the police, we managed to extricate ourselves from said situation. At which point in time, we figured we would track down the brother in good old Manakee, Louisiana, which had a single bus stop. Or was it rail that we took? I thought it was bus, but it might have been rail.
Oh, I think it was
rail. I think it's a rail.
It is
okay, rail. So we took the rail line over to Manakee. And Franny, do you want to get your chip by spouting off some of the stuff that happened in Manakee? Sharon? Is mute a thing that works for you? I'm going to continue to talk, and as soon as you unmute yourself slash come back, let me know, and I'll stop talking. Someone shoot her message in Skype. Anyways, so...
Actually, Richard's here, and he could be able to take home some of this.
Oh, yeah, Richard. Do you...
Don't look in this direction.
All right, good for you.
There's nobody here.
All right. So we went out to old Manakee, and it was primarily a black parish, mostly a holler, if anyone here happens to be familiar with those. But anyways, us being white, we weren't quite, or me being white, you know, Sam being white and Franny being white and Elise being something and Kailu not being there. They weren't, and mostly white and outsiders, they weren't much interested in talking with us. We tried to find the Voodoo priest she was in tight with, but there was no going that. But we did, after some conversation, some purchasing of some very good, delicious gumbo, we discovered that where the LaGrange family is staying, and that the evil oracle, something that is totally not Exxon. It's Hexaco, right?
Hexaco, yes.
Yes, it's not Exxon. It's Hexaco. Sorry. They decided to get out of the area while the getting was good and basically left behind a lot of goods and whatnot. And... yeah, we couldn't trace back the mail, and we were getting a ride out to the LaGrange place so we could go ahead and meet her brother, who was apparently a bit of a hothead, not known for having much money. And also, the GM keeps throwing down hints that perhaps the brother wasn't the person that hired us in the first place. So, you know, not metagaming.
No idea what you're talking about. No idea what you're talking about.
I might be metagaming. So, and we're sitting on the back of a bus. No, a bus, but of a truck going out to the LaGrange place. I also bought the old man LaGrange's favorite bottle of hooch, which was fortunately rather cheap and is going on my expense report because for the love of money.
What money? You have so little love.
Yes. Oh, I'm down to $40. Excellent.
Still more than I have.
You've just had all your... You can perform. You can get your money back. My money... it's much like I burn my money up every night. I like it. Oh, wow. Good job, Bert. Is this a module map?
This is from a module.
Yeah, I was nothing about to say. That. Good job, module makers.
Nothing I can claim credit for. Okay, so, yes, everyone who spouted off a little something there, go ahead and take a chip.
Bert, quick question. Was there anything that you thought was relevant that I did not bring up?
Oh, no. There might have been relevant stuff in there, but, you know, if you can't bother to remember, you know, that's...
From a month and a half ago?
That's why people take notes. Yeah, you see.
Do they?
Do they? I don't think they do. Cruel.
Nope. The only bit of info that I have down that will come back later is one of Anissa's points. She named her pawn shop guy Frank Finkel of Finkel's Pawn Shop. So
I'm sure that won't mean anything at all.
So we have a new NPC that she goes to defense. So far, a trusted NPC, but then it's really the only other thing that got put in.
Roll your notice score. You don't see anything that you know would be concerning.
You don't see the knife in your back.
Yep.
All right. So you guys here arrive at the LaGrange homestead. It's an old sugarcane farm. It's about a 4-mile drive northwest of Manchac, where you guys disembarked the train station. There were numerous little farms along the road to this place. Most of them were former plantations that were taken over when they went out of business, or at least in large production business. Swamps and bayous dot either side of the road as you go. At one point along the drive, you have to stop for a few moments as a 14-foot alligator lazily crossed the road in front of you.
No alligator, you can't play with it.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're so slow and they don't care about anything. They just like, no one's going to mess with me.
You notice the truck driver does not honk his horn and waits patiently as the 14-foot monstrosity leisurely passes in front of the Jeep.
I mentioned the truck driver's keeping his arms in the windows, too.
Yep.
I will
of course, he doesn't give you the courtesy of telling you to do the same.
Yeah, I'm going to be staring at this thing because I've never seen a gator before.
You're in a flat back truck. You used to have a shell on it. It's been since large boards been put down so it can carry more cargo. They're dropping off a few things over here to the LaGrange. That's why you're able to hitch a ride, as it were. So you're all in the back enjoying nature as it passes by. Anything you want to ask the driver as you're getting on to the LaGrange place? He's affable enough. He talks. He shares a little bit of dip. A little can of dip passes around.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to be asking him about gators. Nothing that... Not like actual things of interest.
Actually, yeah, that's what comes to the uncomfortable silence as the gator passes. He's telling you how tasty gator meat is, but then the 14-foot thing crosses, and then he kind of quiets his voice a little bit. You gotta choose your battles, though, son. You gotta choose your battles.
Okay. Yeah.
I've had crocodile before. It's quite nice.
I'll be, I'm an interested person in almost everything. So I'm going to be quizzing him, you know, just local customs, marriage, you know, the whole belief sets, you know, everything that I could think of interest.
Well, if you're interested, I believe there's a few daughters of available age back in town.
No, that's not. That's not. I'm just interested. Like these, I don't get much out into these communities. So, in each community is unique in its own individual ways. Each community has their own unique customs and bylaws. And
you're a city boy. Well, maybe once you're done with your business out here with the LaGrange family, you come back to town, go on a snipe hunt with us.
Oh, a snipe hunt. I've been on several of those, trust me. And I appreciate the offer. That's
big old teeth, beady eyes.
Oh, yes.
Cause all kinds of mischief.
Oh, yes. Of course they do. But yeah, I'm just going to while away the time. Just
all right. Well, he's happy to extol about the wildlife. He does notice, though, that the gator, that 14-footer, he says it used to be the really big ones. He didn't see him too often. You hear tell about him now and then. Oh, wait, let me turn that radio station off. Please, they play on the airwaves these days.
I know. So you said they don't... After Hexaco left, they started coming out more?
Well, yeah, I guess. A little bit before then, you started seeing more of these monsters around. Not so good eating either. Put up a heck of a fight and the meat's not so good, so best, we just been avoiding them. Let them go about their merry way.
Good. You work for Hexaco?
I did. Spits out some chaw.
You know Rose?
You might know Rose. Let's see. Well, it's one of LaGrange's kids.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know if you knew her or talked to her.
Not personally. I know she worked for Hexaco too. Never ran into her. You know, I worked out on the rigs. I think she had a nice office job. Never had time to really associate with her. Saw her now and then growing up on the farm out here though. Oh, here it is coming up.
Anybody you know worked out in the office with the, with the fine folks at Hexaco, besides Rose?
They had a lot of the women folk working up there. Don't say as I rightly know offhand who did. You might want to ask back in town. As I said, most of us guys that worked out on the rigs, you know, we stayed out there. We had tents out there.
Roustabouts.
Yeah, didn't really have much reason to go up to the office or anything.
Did about a year roustabouting out there in Texas.
Texas.
Hard work. Yeah. I've been around here and there. Well, I surely do appreciate the ride.
Oh, no worries. You can pay me back by helping me unload some of this if you would.
Of course, that was the price, wasn't it?
Yep.
I'll smile and jump out and start lifting.
All right. So you come upon the Granges here. This is their home here. Without the the notes on the roof telling you whose house is who.
Oh. Didn't use white paint for that.
It's about 6 acres of sugar cane field. Some of the fields are growing. Some of them are left to be fallow. You can tell just by looking in through some of the windows and some of the paraphernalia that's laying around that likely the LaGrange are Catholic, or at least protest to be.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yep. An elderly man steps out and goes up and shakes a hand to your driver and says, see, you got some strong backs to help you today. Your truck driver turns around and says, come on over here. This is Abel LaGrange. He's a patriarch at the LaGrange plantation here. Right. And he's got a big smile on his face. He says, everybody just calls me Papa. He shakes your hand.
Okay. I'll shake his hand and say, good morning, Papa. My name is Jack Vance. You call me Jack. Actually came out this way to talk with you for a minute. You and your boy. There was some... Well, we were told we were hired by your boy, Delmar. And we wanted to come by and talk with him and give him what we were hired for him to do.
Yeah, his eyes stay, you know, very kind and open. Mm-hmm. He's, I'm sorry. Old Delmar hasn't been around in a while. His boys are all here, though. And as he's saying that, there's 3 young boys who start running around from around one of the houses chasing each other. They're all pretty young. You know, you figure the oldest is maybe 12, 13, one close in age, and then the youngest is maybe not quite 10 yet.
Well, given you the patriarch, I figure then I can talk with you and let you know
how everything's going. If I could get word where Delmar was, I'd appreciate it so I could discuss it with him.
All right. He turns around and he finishes off his business with your driver. They shake hands. There's some money that changes hands and say goodbye to each other.
Now, the driver's coming, planning on coming back down here, right?
Well, that wasn't negotiated.
I will ask the driver if he's planning on coming back around here. No, he was going to come back. He was going to wait there for us. That was negotiated, Bert. You can't trick me like that.
Fine, fine. Yeah, he'll sit on the porch next to an elderly man. He says, that there's Uncle Moses. Your driver sits next to, and they start playing a game of checkers. The driver breaks out a roll of nickels as they start playing checkers.
Nice. All right. Well, I will go ahead and say
I will slip a flask of whiskey to the driver.
To the driver? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tips his hat at you at that. And looks like he's going to try and get old Moses drunk so he can win back some of his nickels.
Good luck on that. That's a full string. I will go ahead and also say, I do appreciate you taking out some time for me. So I thought it would be appropriate if I gave you a gift as well. And I'll give him
his favorite liquor.
Indeed. Whatever rock.
He looks at it. You know, he's. You can tell for a moment he doesn't want to accept the gift, but then he notices the label on it.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoo, my Delmar must have done something bad. Hey, Mammy, he yells out. Why don't you put out a spread for our guests?
That's awesome. Kind.
Come awful on kind. In, folks. And he opens the porch door for you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and go on in. Look at the accoutrements of the Delmar.
Okay. As you step in, who he's referring to, Mammy LaGrange, his wife. She's been working on a big pot of string beans, and as you come in, she's got a big smile on her face as well. She said, how many am I feeding? All right, well, why don't you all just go sit down in the living room, and I'll bring you out a nice pitcher of some iced tea here to get you all started. We'll see if you can't put some chicken in the oven. And Sissy, and she hands a young girl, she's maybe 12, big pitcher of iced tea in cups that she's barely able to handle. She brings out into the living room. Why don't everybody give me a notice roll?
All right, let's fail the first roll of the evening.
So I was just wondering, am I actually with them? Because I didn't turn
not
up
yet.
Talent.
Not nope. yet. Groovy. I will bring you in moment.
I was just wondering if it was a notice roll, just notice me sitting on the city.
I was going to actually use you as their ride home as you figured out where is, and you're following it afterwards, so you're going to come up.
That's what I figured is.
It wasn't both ones. I don't know. Just one enough to be a fail?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two.
So we three of us succeed. Sam with the race.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that Nick, your character, has shared the folder on Delilah Star with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so Officer Figgs and Franny, to a lesser extent, you notice that the young lady, who the mother called Sissy, has a very striking resemblance to the lady you're looking for, to Rosemary. Very striking resemblance. I mean, not odd considering this is her family, but I mean, like, they look very, very similar.
Like
kind of like twins?
Yeah.
That's
except for this one's 12.
Yeah, that's weird. That's super weird. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and let the social pleasantries kind of roll on by so that way Papa feels appropriate. And I don't want to...
that it means anything, but is everybody partaking of the sweet tea and the food that are brought out, the victuals are brought out?
Yes.
Well, if you're going to put it that suspiciously.
Seeing how friendly everybody's being.
I'm being
very friendly.
Unless Dragon knocks it out of my hands, yes.
All right. Yeah, it's you know, it's good hot warm food. You know, it's palatable. You wouldn't call it the best cuisine you've ever had, but it's solid, good, wholesome food. The sweet tea, however, is the the good southern. You know, it's more sugar than tea. Rot your teeth, they give you a rush of energy kind of tea.
Yeah.
The Red Bull of the South.
Yep. Got a mess of greens and a bunch of chicken that's brought to the table.
I politely eat some.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't politely. I eat like I'm a starving man, and this is my only opportunity, and I am going to compliment with
Marie just kind of gives a big belly chuckle, and she says, you eat like a farmhand. Hadn't seen that in a while.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well,
big pat on the head, tussles your hair.
Yeah, I look like 17, so.
Papa says, yeah, we're only able to mine a few fields at a time. We still produce the sugar cane, but we don't have a very, it's just us now. We don't got a crew anymore. Still, we're able to grow enough to get by, able to keep up the bank charges on the property and all. We're doing all right.
It's better than most.
Yeah. After that big oil company just up and went away, a lot of folks are doing much, much worse off now. Yep. For a while there, looks like they were going to be a big boon to the town, bringing in all kinds of money and jobs. It was good for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, sadly, it's just the way it is all over. Ain't no place where it is just happiness.
I never thought it was a good idea. Them damn oil rigs that are out there, they leak, you know. Makes my crawdads taste all funny.
Yeah, that they do. Well, so...
is that why you were here? You know, I know people are saying that rig that blew up last week is something Delmar did, but I'm telling you, he went in town when it happened.
Well... honestly,
it's a bit hot-headed, I'll grant you.
Honestly, Papa, we were told we're employees of Continental Lot. Don't know if you know them.
He doesn't know. No sign of acknowledging that name.
But what they do is they find missing persons. And you know your daughter done gone missing. Rose?
Mom speaks up of that and says, and she kind of just dismisses it. She says, Rose is always a wanderer. She sometimes just gets up and goes away months at a time. We don't hear from her.
Oh, I don't doubt it. But we were told that Delmar had hired us to track her down and find her. Now, from what I've been talking with the fine folks back at Manakee, that don't appear to have been likely. But I was told he was the man who paid my bill, so I was going to give him an update face to face about what I have found.
He laughs at that and says, Delmar ain't got two nickels to rub together. Ain't no way he's footing a bill.
Well, I was told he was, and if I was told he was, that means to me that he was. I'm sure you understand, Papa.
Samuel, with your raise on your notice roll for the scene there, you can tell that it's not a surprise to either family member that Rose is missing. And you can also tell by their body language they're not particularly worried about it.
Yeah, I kind of got that from the comment of she does it all the time, months at a shop.
So what's so interesting about my daughter and my boy that somebody would pay money for it in his name? I hope he ain't come to collect. Like I said, El Delmar ain't got any money. Certainly could have paid his debts.
I was working the money for Delmar that Delmar had given our company had ran out. And I was going to give him an update before we stopped working on it.
Well, you're free to leave a message if you want. He pops in and out now and then.
Well, I figure I might as well go ahead and tell you about what don't know, what you know. But I'm going to
Well, your daughter, you know, got hired by Hexaco.
Yeah, yeah. Mom speaks up. We taught all our children how to read and write in their arithmetic. Now, Rose took to it best, kept all of our books here at the farm since she was 9, did a fine job of it. Six months ago, she set up with them Hexaco boys.
And then she left all of a sudden.
Yeah, like I said, she's want to wander.
She is indeed. But she took something with her when she left.
Oh, she looks kind of mad now. She says, my Rose is no thief.
It ain't money that I'm talking about.
I don't care if it's money, and I don't care if it's jewels. My Rose wouldn't steal a thing.
Well, I didn't understand that attitude, but, miss, I'm just telling you what I found. Now, nature of it is such that she had a lovely voice, and she could sing. So she went to New Orleans with a spot of money that she all of a sudden had. Now, she learned that she was good at singing. And someone saw her from Hexaco. And someone wanted back that which she took. And they sent men after her. Now, she disappeared after that. I got an idea where she went, but I ain't really terribly interested in finding out, to be honest with you. It ain't between me and, well, it's between her and Jesus where she got to. Personally, I think them crawdads you said that been tasting weird, there's a reason for that.
Well, I was thinking it was them pumping stations, especially that one that blew up.
Could be.
Bit ago.
Could be something else. Now, it's really important that you keep that in between here, you and me. Because Hexaco sent men, like I said, after your daughter. And those men weren't there to pat her on the head, if you understand where I'm drifting here.
Samuel, while this is taking place, with your notice roll, you're paying particular attention. None of this is news to the family. They're acting as if this is, you know, they're being polite and listening to what he's saying, but this is nothing new.
Very interesting. All right, I'll just keep notes.
So, I find it odd that I was paid to find your daughter, but Delmar apparently ain't got two nickels to rub together. And you could see why I would find that odd, given the particular circumstances of this case. Right?
Yep. Now they're being still polite but quiet, mm-hmm. waiting for you to get to a point.
So, I would love to speak with Delmar, because if I can find and bring to my place of employment that it wasn't Delmar that paid us, then I make this die and go away. I got no interest in finding your daughter or a bunch of Hexaco men, so they put a bullet in her. That ain't what I do. Ain't what I'm about.
Give me a persuasion, Lowell.
Alright. Do I get any pluses for being nice, polite, and all the rest
no,
of it?
No, not after that threat at the end where someone else is going to put a bullet in them unless they give you information.
No, that's
you're doing
not,
well up until the threat.
That was not a threat.
That was so a threat. That
no, was actually, so a threat. It was not an attempt at making a threat. It was, I don't want to do this. Or, I'm interested in making this go away. And it's a success.
All right. Well, the mother says, well, as Pappy said here, we ain't seen Delmar. We ain't seen Rose in quite a while. I hope you enjoy your meal. Make sure you wipe your boots on the way out. And she kind of moves away in a huff. Pappy kind of looks at you and looks at the bottle of bottle of bourbon you brought, and he kind of takes a measure of everybody there and says, maybe someone ought to take a look at that pumping station and see what's really happened out there. You know, all we got is Hexico's version of it. I don't know about you, but I'd like to see things with my own eyes before I take too much stock in it.
I was going to ask if we needed to go out there.
He kind of looks at you very lovely to see if you're understanding what he's saying.
Yep.
What, and then he'll take the plates off the table.
Can you tell me how to get there?
Well, yeah. Give me a second. Let me see if I actually got a map. I do. It's good enough. Yeah, you go on down that road to Manchac that you came up. You go, just go in the opposite direction. You keep on going. Eventually, you're going to hit one of them cinder block buildings that Hexico put up. There's going to be a couple of trails off there. Look for the one that says Pump 19. They got big signs on each one. You're looking for Pump 19.
I surely do appreciate it. Tell Mama I appreciate the meal, and that it was awful kind for y'all to help me out. And
13. Pump Station 13. Sorry.
Shockingly, it's Pump Station 13.
Sure. Right.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you kindly. And I'll go ahead and get on out.
Okay. About that time, you guys will hear a car pull up. Outside. Actually, how does Kai Lu actually drive? Do you drive kind of wild? You're on a country road. You've got a car that's got souped up suspension so that you can handle turns really well. And
yeah, gotta shake it out and see how it handles. Yeah. No point driving it slow when you might need to drive it fast later. See how it handles, first of all.
Car comes tearing up the dirt road, comes to a squealing halt outside. Kai Lu, you were essentially told by Miss Mooney where these guys had all gone. You made it out to Manchac and found out that they had come out this way. Somebody out there directed you this way. Make it nice and easy.
I guess I'll screech up, kicking up sand and dirt as I slam on the brakes. Almost knocking over the driver of the other car and the old man that he was out there playing checkers with. And hop on out.
That sounds like our friend Kylo.
Indeed it does. Reckless driving. Alright, well, I'll say, hey, Kylo. Long time no see.
Oh, it is you. Great.
Oh my gosh, I kind of just firebolt you into next. I mean, what?
I was told you were out here.
Oh, good. I'm glad that
I couldn't believe
also
it.
Glad to see me.
It was true.
Decided to take up crop farming. Let's go ahead and. We got some place to be. We'll fill you in on the way there.
Franny needed a lift back.
All right, so
yes, I do eventually. Thank you very kindly for the meal. It's delicious.
I'll go ahead and tip my cap over to the driver and say, "Well, looks like we found a different way back. Appreciate you waiting, huh?"
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, no worries." He's got a handful of nickels, and you see that the uncle is just ripping drunk. Your driver's got a big grin on his face. First time I've won against him in years.
Good for you. All right, let's go.
All right, y'all hop into Kai Lu's very nice looking car, by the way.
Oh, so you patched up things with your bosses?
No.
Oh.
But I needed money, so I had to take a job.
Oh, okay.
Sure you understand about that. Sure we've all done things.
You can't help but notice the bullet holes along the passenger side of the door.
Well, lovely.
I ignore them.
I know it's not Kai Lu's work. because she doesn't shoot a gun. Mostly that. So,
you can see a gun in when you get in the car. It's just rattling around in unsecured in the glove compartment. So, might have been her shooting the machine just to see how it stood up.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I will fill you in, Kailu. Were you paying much attention to the conversation?
No, I was driving down the road, paying attention to...
Richard, were you paying attention to the conversation?
You can say blah, and I'm sure I will get some of it.
Blah, we're going to go find Delmar. Delmar, apparently, is either Delmar or Rose, is hanging out near this pump station. We're going to go find him.
Okay.
Last week, right?
Yes.
Supposedly. I guess you're telling me all this while we're heading on.
Yep.
Not everybody's going to fit in the cab.
Oh, no, no, they will. They will. It's got a really big backseat area because that's where you usually put the crates of stuff that you're sometimes.
Really? We don't put it on the flatbeds?
Oh, no, 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 because the flatbed trucks get stopped too often. So you've got this big, Studebaker car, and the back seats actually pull forward, and there's a big open area behind that you can stick crates in. Of course, you've got the seats back in position now. So.
Okay. So, yeah. So I'm going to be told this while driving us out in that direction, I guess.
Yeah, several miles down, opposite direction is Monchuk, so down this way on the road. So you're several miles. It's a dirt road, but it's fairly well maintained. Apparently, you've got farm trucks that come by and scrape it with plows every now and then to keep it leveled. They haven't graveled it, but again, good condition. So Kailu, you can go at a pretty good clip down here. Doesn't seem like it's too populated either, because you don't really pass any cars, any other tractors, or anything like that as you're going. Eventually, you do come to an area where countryside's changing a little bit. There's more swamp than land to either side of the road. Parts of the road here do have, like you just rolled over a bridge that seemed to be fairly flat to the road. So at some point, it seems like it probably floods through there. And so they've made allowances for that on the road. But you're coming up to a big squat building. It's like cement brick bottom, tin rooftop. It looks very quickly thrown together sort of thing. It's got a very bright red bottom. The roof is bright white, and you see the big Hexaco sign still hanging on it. It looks like the back end of this building is a wharf, and there are a whole bunch of flat-bottom boats just kind of docked up there. There's some guys sitting out back. Looks like maybe they're fishing. Some of them are working on the boats as you're pulling up. There is a fence that surrounds the front of it, but the fence gate looks like someone had just removed the gate, so nothing's keeping you from driving right on to the property.
Where are you taking us, Kailu?
Where you told me to go.
Oh, no, I don't know whether or not you're just going to pull right up onto one of the boats and go on.
As close as we can get, really. I mean,
yeah, no one's stopping you, so you can drive right up to where the dock is, or you can drive right up to the cement building.
I mean, that's gonna be it. But as we were coming here, there was something I wanted to ask before we got to this point. So, what are we doing here are we trying to find out what's going on so that we can extort money from them, or are we doing the job that was set before us by Continental Alps?
I mean to find the find Delmar and see how we took the case, whether or not it was under the given that it was likely under false pretenses, and therefore, you know, kind of go ahead and get the case canceled out. Why am I doing that? It's because I was hired to find this woman, and I don't really mean to, because they're going to kill her if I find her. So, ain't got no interest in that.
Okay.
So, and these Hexaco people look to be about rotten as they come. So, I ain't selling my soul for that particular 30 bags of silver. Fair enough.
All right, yes.
And Sam, you ever going to tell us what you saw? You're just going to keep that to yourself.
Well, you saw everything I saw.
Nope, surely didn't.
Well, well,
how do you know who saw anything?
I know, yeah. I don't. I'm just saying, I'm telling the character, the player. He knows stuff that I don't.
Well, that's the only... is metagaming.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's all, right. All in my. It's all in my notebook.
That's very nice. Alright.
Well, they did say that Rose took off without warning a lot.
They did.
Yeah, and they didn't. And they didn't seem surprised that she did.
Yeah. Anyways, so we'll. I guess I'll weigh down a guy on a boat.
Alright.
Yep. Isn't there a sign leading, directing us towards Pump 13?
That's what he told you. You're not really seeing anything until you round the back of this concrete monstrosity that's been set up here to the docks in the back. And yeah, there are signs saying which pump station is which, but the signs are all sticking out of the water, out of the swamp. And they're leading, they're twisting ways through the swamp water, through, what are those trees called that grow up out of swamps?
Mangrove.
Mangrove trees, right.
I do not want to do this. All right, well, is what it is. I'm gonna take the second to man up because I really do not want to do this. And then I'm gonna go put on my game face. And everybody ready to go in the middle of a swamp?
We're gonna have to get one of those boats, aren't we?
Several of the boatmen turn around as your group comes by. And, you know, they're all wearing caps. It's a particularly hot day. You guys are coming towards the late afternoon, early evening part of the day. And so look what we got here. We got some sightseers, Clem. One of the guys look over you and sees, you know, you guys are all city folk. Some of you might even have air conditioners fans.
I am definitely not a city folk.
Well, you don't dress like a country person.
No, I guess not. Yep.
Yep. And they're like, come on over here. Clem reaches into a swamp cooler and starts throwing you guys some bottles. Come on, sit a spell. Cool yourselves down.
Okay, I'm going to catch a bottle.
Yep.
What is it?
Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, yep. My gosh, it's milk. It's the milk of it.
Actually, was it made with cocaine?
Cocaine Coca-Cola, oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to whip out my handy-dandy bottle opener and pop the bottle and say thank you very much and take a nice long swig.
You're welcome. You all are here for Hexaco. I'm sorry to say they closed down a while ago.
That ain't why we're here. We were told by one Papa LaGrange that there might be something I want to see out in Pump Station 13. So I'm looking for a ride out there. I pay hard cash. 19.
I was mistaken. It's 13.
Yeah. Okay.
As soon as you say that, a couple of guys start to grouse and saying things like, oh, that's a rough ride out there. They got gators all over the place. It's getting a little dark. A lot of people seem to like this. Don't really seem interested, even when you say hard cash. One person steps forward, though, and he sticks his hand out and says, my name's Henry Volant. I know the LaGrange. There's some good folk. You got $10 to put in old Henry's hand. I'd be glad to lead you out there.
Oh my God! I look at him like
he's got a big smile on his face as well. It's either you're gonna rent me in a boat, or you're gonna be swimming. And
how about eight?
I don't recommend swimming in these waters. And like to punctuate that, he goes down, picks up a handful of pork skins, throws it into the swamp, and almost immediately the water just roils as Gator starts snapping at the pig skins.
How about 8? Would you take 8?
Give me a persuasion roll.
Okay.
And that's for bringing us back as well.
Oh, you just say about that.
Well, I suppose I can take $8 from such a pretty lady and her friends.
Okay, and that's to take us out there. I tell you what, 10, you take, give you 8 to take us out there, 10 to take us out and take us back.
He looks a little offended for a minute and says, I'll take your $8, lady. I'm not going to leave you stranded out there. It's not a very gentlemanly thing to do. Henry's a man of his words. I'll take your $8.
Okay.
I'll get you there and back.
Okay, I give him $8.
All right, yeah, he takes it. He says, well, and he pulls a couple of Coca-Colas and a beer out of a cooler and sticks a few in his pants, offers you some more. I said, one thing they did is left us a lot of beverages in that there building.
$8.
I just like how he stuck, just, you know, he stuck the beer down his pants.
All right, so they leave you anything else in the building?
Yeah, there's a bunch of machinery in there. Some of the locals went over it and took some things they could use to repair their the machineries and all, but we ain't got too many people here that are handy, that sort of thing. They left a bunch of crates and boxes, lots of wood. Lots of people took some wood to fix up the shacks and stuff. Left crates and crates of this here cola and some of this beer.
Any papers?
Paperwork? He's kind of scratches his head. There's papers all over the place, but I imagine you mean the important stuff. Oh, that's one of the first things they took out of here. Big old banker box is full of paperwork.
Oh, some, you'd be surprised what people leave behind when they think and they take away everything.
We get resupplied out here once a month, and it just so happened that the supply box dropped everything off, and next day they shut everything down, so we're making the best of it. That's Seeing cool. as they didn't bother to pay us for that month, we figure, hey... We'll take our pay in other ways.
They didn't bother to pay you.
Well, not for the month, no.
Oh, for the month that you... Oh, yeah. All right, well... Anyways, well, let's, Anyway? Pleasure to meet you, Jack. Let's go ahead and go.
All right. Henry gives everybody a few pointers. It's a flat-bottom boat. It'll hold everybody, but he tells you, do not stand up. Do not rock the boat. Under no circumstances do you move quickly.
They didn't even put a keel on her. Flat bottomed.
Yep. He says, yeah, he'll be standing up and he's going to be pulling you through. So, yeah, he'll be doing the work for that. Is there anything you want to bring with you? Now's the time to say it. Either that or you don't got it.
Couple of bottles.
Maybe your figs, not the other character, not
Eddie.
hey, Officer Figs isn't on duty. He can drink if he wants.
A couple
Prohibition's
of
over.
A couple of bottles, a couple of rags, and some matches.
Okay.
And some rope.
All right. Let's say that you got rope in the back. Kailu's got some rope in the back.
Is Figs a big guy or a small guy?
Figs? I don't know. Is Samuel a big guy?
No, not a big guy.
Okay.
And some extra bullets for my gun.
All right. Assuming you brought those with you, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Henry pulls off. Henry's a very large-shouldered man, very thick, although he's not very tall. He's like 5'10", 5'9". He's very stout, though. And he starts pulling you through the bayou. He's actually a pretty good tour guide, you know, as he's pulling through. He said, you want to Station 13. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one that had that big explosion not too long ago. Yeah. As you see, we're passing by here. We got stump. All this side is the odd number pumping stations. We're on that side's the even number. We got 16 of them total. All shut down now. No workers.
What were they pumping out?
Oil. Oh. Crude oil.
Good for them. Question. You said you know the LaGranges, right?
Yeah, I knew them. Knew them pretty well. Had a thing for Rose there for a while growing up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that girl, Sissy?
Their youngest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks almost the side of Rose. I was shocked when I was...
Yeah, it's Rose's youngest sister.
Oh. Hmm. That's just interesting.
Yeah, neither one of them take after their mammy. Mammy LaGrange is, she's a good woman. Not the most homely you'll ever meet, but she's a good woman.
Yeah.
Rose and her sister don't take after her at all.
That's weird. That's really odd. I understand. Oh, you can see my mother all over me.
He shrugs. He says, well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, well. After I save him from a snake, he'll tell me. All right.
All right. So he starts pulling you through. It is a miserable, hot, mosquito-filled day. I'd like everybody to make me vigor rolls. The humidity is terrible. The heat is terrible. And the insects just don't stop biting.
I mean, ooh, Billy.
Why did we not bring some sort of... thing to get rid of?
They don't. I don't know if they have that type of thing. You just suffer.
Oh, so, yeah. The folk remedy is to run lemon peel or garlic over yourself, and that
or pine tar or pine tar. Juice.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't bring any. Didn't think to bring any with me, and I'm paying the check price.
All right. Who failed?
Franny.
Franny failed. Looks like Officer Fix might have failed.
Oh yeah.
Anyone
this
else?
Might be worth. This might be worth binning.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to spend the chip.
Well, what's going to happen is those that failed are just going to be particularly fatigued from having their moisture sucked out by the heat, the oppressiveness of the humidity in the air, and the insect bite. So you're going to be counted as fatigued until you can get out of this for at least an hour. So it's up to you. You can just either be fatigued or you can. Pop a Benny and try and re-roll. Up to you.
I'm going to pop a Benny and try to re-roll that.
All right. Hey,
if you think that we have a nice warm party at Station 13.
Which is what I think. So here's my re-roll.
Yeah. And just keep in mind, the fatigue is just basically a negative one to all your rolls.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Officer Fix, are you staying with fatigued or are you going to pop a Benny?
I'm going to stay with fatigue, and I'm marking it on the sheet.
All right. You going to spend any more, Sharon, or are you stopping there?
I'm stopping there.
Okay, so you are particularly affected by the humidity. It kind of makes sense. Franny being born wealthy, having air conditioning of sorts, you're just not used to this kind of heat and humidity. The insects are not bothering you as much, but the humidity really is.
I'm more used to Boston.
Figs, same thing.
Do we?
You walk a beat for a living, but you walk it in the relative coolness of the city. This swamp here makes humidity really just horrible.
Do we notice the bugs aren't biting her? Is like that noticeable?
Not really. I mean, like they're so thick.
Oh yeah, like I've been in that. Mm. I've been there when the bugs don't bite someone. Not saying they're like carpeting your face, but it's like every 2 seconds
I'm wrapping my head up in my scarf, trying to keep them off.
Oh yeah, of course you are.
There we go.
All right.
So
Dragon's keeping them away from me.
Actually, they're not going anywhere near Dragon. So he's swatting at them as they're going after you.
Yep.
So the trip takes you over a lake and through open marshland for about 2 miles before Henry cuts into a channel heavy with mangrove trees, swamp moss, and lush green plants. This is a very dark channel, dark as in there's not a lot of sunlight in the last of the day that's kind of filtering through. And he shares a bit of wisdom with you. Hexico folks have been coming around here for years now, found some gas, some oil, some trouble. That oil was so expensive to get all that. Then they make some kind of new machine, some kind of pumping and pump or something like that. About a week back, we was some kind of trouble out here. Don't know what. Hexico fellows went in on a barge and came back with bodies. I think they was workers on one of them pumps. Gators got to them, or snakes, or skeeters, or something.
For gas and oil? Not for Ghost Rock.
Yeah, this area is not... Ghost Rock doesn't appear here very much, so there's still kind of... gas and oil is still what most things run on. California coastline has got the lockdown on Ghost Rock, and most of it has been taken up by the super science companies.
Also, the massive flood that they had happened.
It was a while ago now. It was like 50 years ago.
When you have a tsunami come in like that, it might take a little while to repair and to convince people.
Who cares about repair? They just want to go out and remind the masons.
Yeah, and convince people that it's a good idea to go back out there. Anyways.
He says, there's an old tale they used to tell us about the creeper of the bayou. It's not a pleasant spirit. I think senses something going wrong out here and only knows one way to fix it. Of course, that's all just a legend you hear. When I was a little boy, my mama used to tell me that the rampager would get me if I didn't eat my collard greens. But my grandma would tell her to hush, that it could hear us. He believed in it, said it killed some slavers, what was causing him and some of his boys some trouble back in the darker times, if you can believe such a thing. He never saw it, just saw it splashing in the water, gutting those trackers like fish.
Oh, can I make an occult?
He gives a big laugh at that. You know, it's like, of course, them's his tails. Yeah, sure.
Can I give a knowledge occult roll?
You sure
I start
can.
Asking him questions like, oh, does it? Oh, you said it just made noises in the water. Was there a growling noise? Succeed.
With a 7, and occult is really just that. It's the study of occultism now, right? And stories and things like that. So in this region, yes, there's always stories of swamp spirits, protectors of spirits of nature in the land that the folks used to appease by blood sacrifice in the water or by food sacrifice, that sort of thing. There's a long tradition of it in the bayous.
Oh, yes, but I'm well aware that some of those stories aren't just stories. So I want to see if there's like...
He thinks they're just stories. I mean, he's making light of it. He says, yeah, well, I mean, the fear in my grandpa's face was certainly real, but I ain't never seen anything like it. But something made up those people that came out of that pumping station.
Yeah, I don't much care.
Probably just gators.
Did your pappy say there was some way to mollify it?
He said those things are mindless. Once they get into its head that something needs to be fixed, it only knows the one way to fix it.
Of course it does.
I'm sure it won't mean anything and won't come to matter at all.
No. No one ever. Supernatural. All right, so there's no way to stop.
Now, you can quiz him about it, but it's pretty obvious that his generation doesn't believe in that sort of thing. It's just tales.
I'll go ahead and call my cell phone, and I call Mammy. And I say, Mammy, how do I stop the gorilla from eating me?
How'd you get this number?
You see, I know the producer. Anyways, so.
So once you're into this dark channel, the trip takes another hour.
Sad.
Just before you arrive at the station, you start seeing the bloated bodies of dead fish, the cottonmouth snake, and even a mid-sized gator. All of them dead and floating in the kind of slick oiled water. Like you can see oil kind of floating on the top of the water now. Yep. The small flat bottom boat kind of bumps up against these floating dead bodies, and Henry's just kind of pulling him out of the way to keep going.
I'm making sure I'm keeping my arms well inside the boat.
Okay. At the site, you see a wooden maintenance building. It has an attached pier and the toppled wreck of an oil derrick.
And I smell oil, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is crude, so it smells bad.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's not potentially something else.
All right, give me a second here. I'm going to change the map out.
What do you need a map for? We're just going to have a look around, find information, and go.
Yeah.
And have a party. You just made us make that roll just so that we wouldn't be suspicious.
Yeah, so Henry will park the flat bottom boat at the dock here. He'll tie up and he'll just sit back with his sodas and his beer, waiting for you all to decide what you're going to do. And where the hell did it go?
Yep. So just make conversation while this happens. Who here believes in the supernatural?
Just conversation. No real reason.
No real reason. You believe in the supernatural, Kylo?
My grandmother was a tribal shaman, so I mean, I've heard the stories and things.
I
have a smattering of knowledge on bits and pieces. Yeah.
Oh, good. What about yourself, Mr. Figgs? Ever met something in the dark night?
On patrol? Yeah, I met a lot of people in the dark night. They all seem supernatural.
All right, I'm going to take that as a no. And then, Anise?
It pretty much demonstratively is happening around the place, isn't it?
What?
I'm sorry, what'd you ask?
Voodoo is actually demonstratively happening around.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, demonstration. It's definitely a thing.
Well, people believe in it, but...
Yep.
But some people don't. Not everybody believes in the supernatural. Oh, my God.
So, Henry points out, he says, normally there's a few fellas living at the pumping station and keep the steam engine going. That metal wreck there should be sticking straight up. And that's the derrick. That's how they pump up the oil. Something knocked it down, though. Someone don't like Hexico pumping oil back here, I reckon.
You want us to give an investigation?
Everybody give me notice rolls first.
Yeah, I'd say notice to start with.
You go to investigation when you're looking for something specific. When you're just giving it a once-over, it's notice.
Well, you know, maybe. I look at the sun, and the sun looks back at me, and it says, that's what you want to see. Good job, Anise.
Anise is enjoying her Coca-Cola.
Hey, Figgs isn't doing much better.
Yep. No, I mean, it's all the bugs are driving me nuts.
Yeah.
I'm just looking out for the crocodiles.
Yeah, I can't see much through the scarf. See a little bit, but not too much.
Is that four with your fatigue?
Ooh.
Is that a four with a minus one or not?
I'm checking that now. I use the macro.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah, one fatigue. Yeah. So you still passed. All right. So did everybody fail that?
No. I
17. I see, all right.
Jack knows everything.
Soul.
Okay. Well, Jack, just from the pier, some things that you notice that there are several large blood stains on the walkway and at the door to the tender shack. Something clearly broke the door down to the shack. There are signs of a scuffle inside. You're just, you know, this is looking around. You can see this. Between the shack and the derrick is a pump that looks more advanced than usual. It looks like a very different machine than what you've seen around so far. I mean, like, this looks like patent science machinery. Do you have any kind of weird science at all?
No, I just have knowledge of cold.
Okay, yeah, and that won't do for this.
No, I don't understand the science behind what I do. I cut myself until I feel sad, and then I get powers. Well, I guess I'll wander up to the, so I don't notice that there's a monster out there waiting to eat me, huh?
No.
Okay, good for me. All right. I wander up to the tender shack, and I point out to everyone, oh, look at this over here. Looks like some kind of Vance machinery. If only anyone knew about it.
Oh, well, never mind.
I think I can take a look. Oh, no, I didn't take that in the end. Nope. Oh. I mean, I could take a look at it.
You have some kind of mechanic skill?
The cars are always breaking down.
Oh, good for you. Well, who knows? It looks like a TV. I
would, if you will ace a roll based on that, I might give you something that Kai Lu might know.
So it could be a repair roll then.
Yep. But I would like to see an ace on it. Just a normal success will be enough.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
Nope. See, what happens if you pull out this wire and then pull out these other things and then, oh, these bits here aren't needed.
That's most definitely not a car engine.
The wheels.
That's most definitely not a car engine. That's what Kai Lu knows.
All right, so I start to investigate, Bert.
All right, so the door has definitely been battered down from the outside. Looks like repeated blows. It was a fairly thick door, but eventually it just got blown right off the hinges by repeated battering. Before you make that investigation roll, inside the tender shack, there are four bunks, one of which looks unused. There's a small quantity of dried meat, a bag of flour, jugs of fresh water. One of them is whiskey. It's labeled as such. Other kitchen sundries sitting about. Most of the kitchen stuff are filled with various beetles and vermin.
Oh. But not the whiskey. Go ahead and pour me a slug.
Yep. Hey, it's not bad.
Oh, good. Maybe it will calm my panicking nerves of why am I still here? I should leave.
All right, you can. Anyone who's like poking around and actually investigating can give me investigation rolls. Anyone that's kind of looking out for trouble, unfortunately, that's the scene notice roll, which was already rolled.
Yeah, I'll look at the thing a little bit more.
I'll poke around.
Investigation, because might find something worth appropriating.
I'm still looking around.
Nice.
Ooh. I don't ace it like Mr. Vance over there, but still.
Yeah. My power to know.
Okay, so Anise is looking around, did well.
I aced.
Nick did it with an ace. Franny, you're looking around, but you're not really seeing anything other special. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I just can't see anything.
Yeah, you're so covered with... They like the taste of you, Mr. Figs.
Yeah, that dish happens to people. Like, some people,
yeah,
they go, meh. Other people, they carpet them. It's disgusting.
We do a lot of gardening out here, and I almost never get bitten. And my wife is just... They just hover around her. It's like a fine mist of bugs around her when she's out doing gardening.
Yep, same to me. Fortunately... Well, never mind. All right, so
Jack and Anise, you're looking around and you both come to essentially the same conclusion. Jack may be a little faster with the higher roll there, but there was a running battle that went on here. Something large was just demolishing. I mean, you're looking at some of the lumps on the side of the metal where, something like crushed into it. It doesn't really have like the shape of anything in particular, but something with a lot of force just rampaged through here, knocked over the derelict, broke in the door to this home, smashed down. There is another flat bottom boat. You can see it on the screen. There's a sunken boat with the back end just torn off. It looks like it was a running battle of some sort.
Mm. Nice. Do they look like they knew what they were shooting at, or does it look like they were just shooting?
You are finding a bunch of brass laying around, so yeah, you can make that assumption. They were shooting at something, but whether or not they knew what they were shooting at, you can't really tell. Yeah. I mean, they're shooting all over the place, so maybe they were shooting blind.
Mm-hmm. Might have been celebratory fire.
Yeah. Maybe this was just a friendly elephant that came on by and was like, I'm lost. Could you help me? Oh, God. All right. So note to self, do not get hit by whatever hit this. So something with a lot of force came on by here. Okay. And then Hexaco packed up, blah, 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 blah. All right. Makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Also, with your investigation roll, leads you over to the derelict that's knocked over, the one that looks like it's a more modern science. And yeah. So you're catching a smell from it. You know, I mean, you're getting that volatile mixtures of gases that you get from just that raw crude. But it seems like there's something else mixed into it, too. There's
Do
kind
I
of
a juju bag?
No. Oh, but it looks like there's something else in the tank that's coming out into the water. It's kind of a bilious green, like a really sickly looking green.
Damn it! I look around for a bottle, the bottle of water. Go ahead and pour that out, and I'm gonna go ahead and get me a sample.
Take a sample. All right.
I wanna know what that is.
All right. Everybody who is on the lookout, give me another notice roll. So everybody that wasn't investigating things.
So just me. Okay.
Well, I think Officer Figgs was also.
No, Figgs rolled an investigation.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried to investigate.
Good job, Kailu. I'm glad you came back.
Yeah. Oh, succeed at a thing.
Yeah. What kind of clues you in at first is that you noticed just kind of in passing that the mosquitoes have stopped biting. You haven't had to slap your face or your arms in a bit. And then you think, oh, well, that's good. And then you think, wow, everything sure is quiet. And then you think, I don't hear anything. There's no noise of insects. Your frogs were croaking along your whole trip up this way. You don't hear frogs. You don't hear birds squawking. Everything is just quiet.
We might. I don't know whether we. No. Get out of the boat. Boat person whose name I didn't.
Henry.
Catch.
Henry.
Boat person. Get out of the boat. Come up here.
Henry looks over at you as he's got a bottle in his mouth. It's like, what? And you're looking in his direction when you say that. And you notice that the back end of his boat kind of shifts, like something heavy just stood on the end of it. And Henry looks back and says, what? And you're not quite sure what you see, Kailu. It just seems like Henry just splits in half, like, you know, the right side of his body goes one way, the left side of his body goes the other way, falling into the water, just like something just ripped him in half. And you see his boat sway and move, and there's a splash sound, and ripples in the water start making its way to the deck, about where you're standing.
Yeah, I start to head away to round up all the others. We got a problem, guys. Boat guys split.
I'll look up. Say what?
I paid him to stay. He said he was going to stay.
I didn't hear him go.
Well, he's definitely gone. He's not here anymore. Something. Ate him, I guess. Chopped him in half. Killed him.
At this, I look up and I go, oh no. All right. I will bring out my gun. I'll be like, to the land! I'm going to start running that way. So,
okay, there's something I would like to be doing as well. I don't know how many rounds we're going to get or how much it matters.
But let's let everybody have a free action before anything else happens. So, Jack, you're doing what? You're running where?
I'm throwing my gun, and I'm saying, get to the land.
Okay, that's an action. What's Franny doing?
You're
still on the boat for now, so move yourself back there, Jack. Everybody's on the boat.
The doesn't have to be like this.
Franny, what are you doing?
I'm going to head towards the land.
Okay.
I trust Jack, especially when he says leave.
All right. Well, there's land to the top and to the bottom. He didn't really say which way to cut.
Which one's closer?
To the bottom.
Then I'm going to head towards the bottom.
All right. Anise?
Who will stop them from passing me if that is back towards the monster?
The monster will be on this side over here.
Okay, good.
So that's you were on that end.
Who am I next to?
Oh, let's say Samuel and Franny.
Okay, well, probably Franny then, because she looks like she's going to move. I'm going to try something. Where's my roll? Just need to not fail. Nope, I fail.
Anise looks slightly constipated. That's her action. And Kailu.
I am keeping moving.
Which direction?
Away from the thing.
Okay. So here's what happens that Kailu alone sees. Kailu, as you're backing away, something very heavy seems to be coming out of the waters here. You don't see anything. I mean, you see the water dripping off of a form, but it doesn't really stay long enough to see what it is. But it's making like the whole platform shifts a bit as it seems to climb up. And this is where we are going to do initiative.
Is it dripping blood from something as well, from where it is bisected? Good old Henry.
There's a bit of oil and a bit of blood and a bit of, you know, swamp water all just kind of streaming off of it.
Okay.
Whatever
it is. There is a rough idea. Blood is being more visible than water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a thing.
All right. It looks like if you guys look at the turn order list, I figured out how to do this now.
I think
Samuel with an eight Jack of diamonds
needs a second one. I'm pretty sure you.
Oh, Jack, do you have a power that allows you to get a new draw?
No, not yet.
Did you not take it?
I did take it. I just haven't. I didn't spend it because I didn't know.
Oh, you took a power rather than the. My mistake. Okay. Rather than the edge.
So it looks like Samuel with an eight of diamonds will get to go first. I didn't ask what you were doing on the free round. What were you doing on your free round, Sam? Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm muted and talking away.
Okay.
Yeah, just pulling out my gun and looking around.
And looking around. Okay. Well, Sam, eight of diamonds, it's you. You still don't see anything. Kailu is coming in your direction looking very panicked. What do you do?
Look at where she's coming from.
All right. You had the same notice roll for the scene, unfortunately, so you don't really see anything.
Kailu, what's going on? I don't see anything.
Neither do I, but it's right there.
All right, so you want to go on hold until something else happens?
Yeah, I'll go on hold.
Yeah, that's fine. Talking is free. Five of hearts, Franny. You said you were going to run toward shore. Are you still doing that?
Yes, I am.
All right, move yourself about halfway in. This is a swamp. It's not exactly easy to wade through or walk in. So it kind of, you jump in and like you hit bottom, but then you continue to sink into the bottom several feet. Water is still, you know, below your neck, but is really nasty. It's kind of filled with oil, this slimy kind of sludge that's in the swamp. And you feel like you're being sucked down as you're stepping through it. First thing I would like you to do is make me a strength roll. You can use athletics if you have athletics.
Do I have athletics?
Athletics is not a skill.
Oh, sorry, not athletics. What is the... No, it's just a strength roll. Just strength.
Okay.
A boating roll or a swimming roll.
Four.
Okay, that's not bad. You're making forward progress, but it's like your feet are stuck in quicksand, and it's not, you know, it's just kind of weighing you down. So it's very hard to move. Let's see if a gator takes notice. Okay, that was five of hearts. Next is reverse suit order. So Kailu, you're next.
All right, I am getting out of it. I do not want to be facing this giant's invisible thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, heading towards the...
Gonna jump into the water, too?
The mainland, yeah.
All right.
Or,
sure, same thing. Make me a strength roll to see if you're able to make headway against the sucking nature of the swamp bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah.
It's because you're so light, you barely touch bottom. All right, it goes on a 4, leaving Jack and Sam, both with guns drawn, obviously intending no good. All right.
Oh, yes, like Henry. Henry was clearly a threat when it ripped him in half.
Let's see. I'm seeing if it gets a bonus to hit because you can't see it.
I can see it. I mean, it's 17.
You don't see it.
What? I mean, it's 17 on my nose check for
this. It doesn't matter. It's visible. Let's see.
It's overrated.
Actually, what I'm going to do is you're going to be able to see some of the muck coming off of it enough to modify its penalty that you'll have. So you see something. You don't know what it is. It's mostly just oil and swamp weed. Kind of just stuck in the air as it's dribbling off the thing. Okay, so...
There's no bonus to attack if we're going with the invisibility bow. There is, however, horrible penalties to try and hit it.
Yep. All right, so here we go. It is a D10 fighting.
Hmm. Oh, there we go. Everybody dies horribly.
4. Okay. Well, since it doesn't have a bonus to hit you, what is your parry, Jack?
can we just assume it hits me and move on?
You don't have a parry of 4?
No, I have a parry of 2.
Oh, okay. Well, no parry of 4. That's, wow. That's not good.
I have base parry.
I'm not that much better.
Okay.
I'm the same.
Yeah. I'm meant to have a meat shield in front of me. Like Kylo, who can actually...
Henry did not last that long.
Ooh, something wallops you mightily.
Oh, my
you
God.
Get tossed like a rag doll into the air.
Oh, God.
All right, so you got a 20 toughness, right, Jack?
All right. Well, here's Benny to soak that.
Well, first of all, how much are you actually taking? What is your toughness?
My toughness is 5. Ooh,
15 is what you're trying to soak.
Yep. I'm trying to soak 3 shaken and 3 wounds. So, yep. Here goes my first bending of the night.
That soaks 1.
Yeah, that's 1 success.
If you want to stop at that, yeah.
No, I'm going to spend another bending. Just I can't do worse, right?
Right. You can't do worse.
Correct.
Yeah, so. Good news for me is I just have 2 wounds.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so you are shaken with 2 wounds as you are knocked clear across, but not quite off the pier. Now, since we are playing Deadlands Noir.
Yes, I have wounds.
Yes. Anybody got a chart handy? I don't seem to have my...
Roll 2d6 to get a d12.
This is why I should have fancy grounds up and running at least so I can do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Or put a thing in there. I mean, it's not that difficult. Or look in your thing. What have you rolled?
A 4 and a 5.
So you've rolled a 9?
No, I rolled a 4 and a 5. I rolled twice because I have 2 wounds.
No, you only have to roll once.
Yeah.
All right. I have a 4.
Okay, so a 4 is... it gets you on the arm. You smash your arm into something as you land down on somewhere. Roll left or right arm randomly. It's right. Unusable, like you have the one-armed hindrance.
Yep, you broke your arm when you fell.
It could just be severely bruised.
Yep.
Left.
Well, it's going to go away as soon as I healed, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
Well. Never.
Broken, bruised.
Broken or badly strained.
Wrapped up around the back of your neck in an unnatural position. Could be that. Could be anything.
Yeah, so you go flying. Okay, Sam, you're still on hold, but you don't see anything, unfortunately. Your notice was too low. You're not really seeing the little bit of an outline there of the water streaming off. It's just, you know, it doesn't make any sense to you. You can come off hold whenever you'd like, but all you know is that Jack just went flying. And Anise, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to try a power again and then I'm going to just move. It's pretty normal. This is what I'm taking on a PowerPoint. Nope. I'm just moving as normal. I'm just taking normal movement out to the swamp thing.
Okay, you're jumping into the swamp too? Yep. Is strength roll.
it is but to gist.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not as bad as notice.
Oh, you're fine. You're also a light person. You're barely touching the bottom, so it's not really clinging on to you at all.
Bert, let's be fair. The dice gods have favored him.
Yep. Sam, it is the end of the initiative, Sam, so if you want to make an action...
Well, since my compatriot is last. Down...
Oh, I'm sorry. Jack is last. Sorry. Yeah, so
yep. I want to run over towards him.
Okay.
I'm going.
He looks bad off.
Oh yeah.
He just took a heck of a beating from something.
Let's go ahead and make that spirit check, buddies. Nope.
Now you can still move if you're shaken.
Yep. I go bloosh.
Jump. All right, Sam, you're heading over.
And I say,
yeah.
Get to the shore!
What do you do, Sam?
Jumping after him. Try and keep him up.
It's invisible!
Sam, give me a strength roll. And Jack, since you are shaken, you really can't make that roll.
Okay, I'm just drowning.
No.
Well, no, he can. He has to make a spirit roll first. Doesn't he to try and...
He already did.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, my chances of making my spirit roll are not good now.
All right, Sam, you're fine. You notice that the swamp's sticking to your legs, but you're able to power through it without a problem. Jack, you pretty much sink. and you go further in. Now, it makes sense. You kind of rolled over the side. You entered the water badly. And so you sunk pretty deep up to your knees into the muck on the bottom. Now, here's the unfortunate part. Franny, when you jumped in there, you did, in fact, attract...
the other one.
Species looking for a snack. So we got some gators that are coming in.
Great. I'm going to keep heading towards shore.
Yep. Let me reveal cards here.
Boom.
Okay, so... Queen of Hearts, Sam, you're first. There's some alligators interested. You think that you can probably make shore just fine. Looking around you, no one else seems to be struggling except for Jack. Jack is struggling.
I'm going to try and help Jack.
All right. Give me a strength roll, Sam. And Jack, what is your vigor? What die type?
D6.
Okay. Go ahead, Sam. Roll your strength.
9.
No. Okay.
6.
It's still good enough. All right. So, Jack, you are freed from the bottom. You are capable of moving now. Actually, Sam, you've wrenched Jack out from the bottom. You can still move with Jack to the shore if you'd like.
Yes, I would like to do that.
You can make it to the shore then. Just on the shoreline, you pull Jack with you.
Yeah, don't accidentally grab the invisible thing by mistake.
No.
Take the wrong token.
So that was a Queen of Hearts. 10 of Spades is Anise.
Well, I've just entered the water.
Yep.
Is anyone near me? Or
Franny's near you. There are some alligators headed this way. You are not hindered. You stuck to the bottom.
Does Franny look hindered?
No.
Okay. Now, the question is, does this work on alligators or not? I have no idea, but we can find out. I'm going to try it anyway, and if it fails, it fails. Okay, confusion on the crocodiles. How many can I see?
There's like 3 of them, at least that you see.
Okay. Never made a freaking note of how much PowerPoint. Oh, there. You know how many PowerPoints it takes. About 3. Joint note.
Wow.
I can't do anything with my power. I'm going to spend a penny on this because what the hell? Actually, that wasn't. No, that wasn't. Okay. That wasn't a complete fail, was it? 1-1? No. Okay.
You rolled a 1 on your thingy die. I don't know whether that affects psionics in this setting or not. I haven't read those rules. So I'd spend a penny.
Yep.
So well, no, I don't have to look up more rules.
Oh, no. Yeah, if it was critical fail, I wouldn't be able to spend a penny, would I?
Yeah. But you did.
Oh, right. No, yeah.
It was not a critical fail.
Four. Oh, just. Okay. They have to make a smart roll at -2 or be shaken if that applies to crocodiles. I don't know if it does.
What is the power?
Confusion.
Oh, sure. It works on crocodiles. They're not very smart either.
It just says against enemies in combat.
So what does it look like? Or is it you directly in their
mind? It's psionic. So it's the one thing that is completely without any kind of flavor.
Do they have to make a certain number? Because two of them passed, one of them failed.
It's at a -2.
Oh, they all fail. Okay. All right.
That one, actually, no. Some of them may explode.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
That's default.
So they have to roll more than a 1. Yep, they pass. And the other one passes. Yep.
Two passes. One fails. Yeah, one fails and contemplates life. Am I the baddie? The other
this
two
this water feels amazing. It's like I can see it.
I can taste colors, guys.
So
you still have movement. Do you want to get out of the water?
Well, I'm doing the standard movement towards the shore.
Yeah, that'll do. That was at a 10. So up next, clubs, hearts, reverse order. So Franny's next. 8 of clubs.
I'm going to keep heading towards shore.
Yep, you get there just fine.
Okay, and then move inland.
Sure. All right, Kailu.
I think I'm just going to keep moving in as well. Then I guess so I'm almost there. And then look back around to see if the invisible thing of horribleness is advancing on us or not. See if I can spot the blood and water dripping and see whether it's coming towards us. Ooh.
Okay, so you moved. Jack, you're next. You've been pulled to shore by Sam, but you guys are like on the very edge of the shoreline there.
Yeah, well, continue on inland and make my spirit check. Jack Vance, spirit.
You're like, what the hell? What the heck?
Yep, not gone well for old Jack.
All right. 5 of clubs. There is a big splash. In the water, as the water kind of erupts, as if something very large just fell into it on this side of the pier. So you do see that, Kailu?
Uh-oh.
Do you want to see that, Kailu?
Not overly. Haven't made any sort of fear test either, actually.
Yeah.
It's invisible. What are you afraid of? Yeah. Something splashing around the water.
It's smashing into next week. It's smashing into 1945.
Also, poor Henry died. Oh, we mourn Henry.
The best ripped of us. In two.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. We needed someone to get us back.
We had somebody who was in voting. Okay. Well, never mind. But anyway. Well,
here's the question. Are you just going to hightail it into the swamp or not? Or into the land, I should say. This is dry land, solid land.
Oh, damn, I forgot to shout something. Never mind.
I'm going
to
wait until everybody else gets ashore. And then
Everyone's on shore.
Everyone's on shore. I want to move away from the coastline, at least far enough in so the gators don't decide they want to go looking for more of a snack. And it's solid land. How are the trees here?
It's a lot of canopy, so there's not a lot of sunlight that's filtering through.
Okay, did it look solid?
Yes, looks solid. This is actual ground. This isn't like a floating bit of plant matter. This is solid ground. I mean, there's rock here. There's grass growing.
I think I'm actually going to try to hit up a tree.
A close one or one further in?
One a little further in.
All right, so you're going this way. What about the rest of you guys?
I'm stumbling my way in. But,
okay.
You know, I can't do much.
Yeah.
I'm assisting Jack. Of
okay.
So are we out of combat?
You can be. If Maybe. Anybody wants to try and do something to it, then no. But if people are essentially just getting away, then those people can be out.
I need line of sight. I can't see it. So, but one thing I can do is that my speed boost.
Ah.
So that's what I was trying. Way faster.
Well, I can pace is doubled, and raise negates running penalty. So basically, I can help people move quicker.
So what does Dragon do?
Dragon is just kind of hanging out with Anise. He doesn't seem disturbed.
Oh, he's a bit bedraggled from the water, but other than that,
no, he stayed on your head when you jumped in. All right, so if Anise, if you're trying to help people be faster, that just leaves Sam and Kailu. What are you? Oh, Sam, you're helping Jack move. Kailu, yes. What are you doing?
I guess I am following the others.
Okay.
I don't mind following your lead. If you want to go ahead and fight this thing,
we're probably going
to have to fight.
It's an oil rig with natural gas. I meant to tell you to set it on fire, but never mind.
I'm also dying, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, light it up.
Yeah.
You could, actually.
It's getting dark out.
I can't. I am dying.
It doesn't matter. You can do it. Anyway, well, I mean, we're all moving in, but I'm still keeping an eye to see if it advances onto the shore or whether it considers the water its territory and nothing else.
Okay. Since you are watching out for it, and you did make your last notice.
Well, also the crocodiles, alligators, which is it?
Gators down here.
Gators, yep, alligators. Yeah, they want nothing of this thing. Apparently, after you got on land, it jumps in. They moved away. You can see that the ripples kind of approach the land, and they kind of stop there, and you're not really seeing anything. You're looking very carefully for, like, footprints or just prints coming up on the very soft earth right at the level of the water line and the ground line, and you don't see anything. It seems to just stop right there.
Okay. Doesn't appear to want to come in. So, I will try to back away to the others.
Is now a good time to take a 5-minute break?
Yeah, we can. That's fine.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.